for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Gotta wake up.
Get up with Christy and Vaj on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
And here we go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Tuesday is the second worst day of the week, but that's okay because we'll make it better a little bit.
Well, we will make it better because today is a big day. It's Melbourne Cup. Where's your fascinator, Vaj?
I don't care about the Melbourne Cup. To be honest with you, I don't really care. I'm not going to say, oh, it harms horses and all that. Probably does, but I just can't be bothered, to be honest.
Well, it's an excuse for girls to dress up, not just girls.
And get off their face at the races.
No. Of course it is. You know there's hours spent to actually dress up, do the hair.
Don't care.
Do the makeup, pick the perfect dress.
No, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's newspapers, all of them, because it will have all the girls' tits up on the on what
the
green.
The trashiest looking ones
covered,
around.
Covered in their own mess.
No.
And they'll be looking very ladylike.
And
somehow the guys always get away with it. Yeah, I know. I know you're about to say that, but let's be honest. When we're at the or any of the cups on the Mid North Coast, it's the same story. It's the same story.
I hope there's none tomorrow. I really do. Just to prove you wrong.
Actually, do you know what? I'm amped up for the Melbourne Cup now.
Yeah,
because now I want to see it and see who looks the worst. I remember a couple of years ago, Gina Rinehart fell down some stairs. That was sad.
Hit FM with Christy and Vaj.
A fresh way to get up.
Christy, I told you that I would have amazing facts about chickens that would blow your mind this early in the morning.
Like alive chickens?
Both, mate. Well, mainly live. They do it better when they're live. But National Geographic, now, they've been doing a lot of research. And if you're someone who is ugly... No, wait, hang on. No, that's harsh. If you think you might be someone slightly lower on the scale of attractiveness in the conventional sense, well, in the eyes of a chicken, there's yet another reason to feel inadequate.
So you're telling me that chickens can determine whether you're hot or not?
But pretty much, yeah. They can do that. So National Geographic, they've done an extensive amount of research into the female chicken, the hen, okay? And why they lay the amount of eggs they do, you know, what goes into the process, because they don't need to be getting with the rooster to lay eggs. We've learned that from Chicken Run. Because unless Rocky, who rocked up halfway through, had been there beforehand, and he hadn't been.
The ghost of Rocky.
Yeah, it doesn't. They don't need to get laid to lay. Anyway, apparently, chooks do better egg laying with the amount of daylight they get, which makes makes a lot of sense. Because when it's dark or when it's raining, I pull the covers over and I have an extra sleep. But when there's daylight, I'm up and about and I'm really active. So that makes total sense. There was something else, like I say, and it's how, you know how little chicks are born, little baby chicks, and it takes about like 24 hours.
Before we steal
hours.
The eggs
well,
and eat them.
Yeah,
the chicks are born.
It's true. Yeah. We do that, and I enjoy that, preventing life.
Not yesterday, though.
Not yesterday. You'd already prevented life by destroying them totally. Overcooked eggs they were. It was disgusting. But they recognise their mother within the first 24 to 36 hours, which is cool. It makes me want to get a little chicken and make it believe I'm its mum. Because then I would have a little friend. But they can also recognize 30 other individual chickens in their
only
life.
Only 30?
Roughly. Nat Geographic have just like gone, yeah, we'll round it up to about 30 chickens.
Okay. The issue is, don't chickens all look the same?
That's so racist. Oh, that's so racist. You're so ignorant, Christy. No, that's not true. But it's based on the facial features. They're very good with faces. So this is a concerning bit, and this is what we said earlier. I heard they'd done a test with a random chicken, right? They put a hot girl in the coop.
As in a hot chook?
A hot woman in the coop.
Yeah.
And then they put just a random bloke, and the chicken, they reckon, was more attracted to the hot girl than the ugly guy. Even though he kind of gave off a bit of a furry sort of smell that the chicken should be more attracted to, the chicken was more like, well, I'll go that one because she's better looking. And they obviously didn't say that, but they gauged it from the look in its eye. They're kind of like, yeah, we can tell already he's considering the hot girl over the guy. So
are you trying to tell me that you're going to use chickens to assist you with finding the perfect woman?
No, you're not listening, mate. Why are you trying to... Don't try and turn this into something else. This is science, all right? Okay. Don't cheapen it with your sordid ideas of relationships and trying to get me snapped up, all right?
Yep.
They put the chook in the middle and they said, all right, pick the best human. And it probably thought, well, I don't quite fancy going over to him because he's got a weird smell. I think he was holding a bucket of KFC as well, which makes it a little bit like, why wouldn't you go to the chook smell?
It knows it's one of their kind gone.
Well, I think that chickens are much more, like we think dolphins are the smartest animals going, but they're not. Dolphins are stupid. They are stupid in the shadow of a chook. That's why the best animal of all time is the chook. National Geographic approved that. I've learnt you something.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM.
6:41 on Hit this morning. Christy and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. The boss is in trouble.
Oh, yeah. You know how Boss Crowey has this, like, cool dad vibe with all of us here in the office, or thinks he's cool?
Yeah, he does it. It's more kind of the daggy dad, but he does try the cool...
Yeah,
approach.
Does the dad jokes and thinks he's awesome with calling you Jazine.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't really work too well with his wife, Helen. And he actually got in a whole lot of trouble for the fact that he said goodnight the wrong way. Now,
I don't know what you're talking about, mate.
The boss's wife, Helen, has taken to Facebook to express her concerns.
Well, that doesn't
She's
surprise
complained,
me.
Said, "Note to my darling husband. When saying goodnight to your wife, it is not okay to fist bump."
No. No, it's not okay to fist bump. What do you mean?
Legitimately fist bump when you say goodnight. That's the extent that she went into.
I'm all right with that.
Are you serious?
I've thought about it. Yep. Yep.
You think that's quite intimate?
Doesn't
nice
need to be
relationship
intimate.
Little thing?
Yeah.
Helen's quite a loving, caring wife.
Yeah, and so's the boss.
Clearly not. No. If you fist bump.
It's an understated thing.
You think that's a thing? It's the new trend of 2019.
No, I don't
the way
think it's
to
an,
say goodnight.
I don't think it's a new trend.
It's almost like he's treating her like he's just a friend, just a housemate.
Mm,
well, good night, you.
Good.
That's what you do with your flatmates, don't you?
Well, I like it. I think it's great. What do you do? How do you say goodnight?
I say goodbye. Goodnight with a little
You say
piece
goodbye.
Of...
You say goodbye. Wow.
I do not. I say goodnight.
Still
with a
wondering
little,
why you don't have a
stop
ring?
Stop it. I say goodnight with a little kiss and cuddle.
And okay.
No,
good on you.
I actually, it's a thing. I cannot go to sleep. I will not sleep at night if I do not say goodnight properly.
Okay. Well, you're a bit mental. That's why.
No, and if Michael's falling asleep,
are you the sort of
just
person
just can't keep his eyes open? Yeah. I'll nudge him and say, "You didn't say goodnight," and then we'll start arguing about.
Once again, just more further proof of why he hasn't put a ring on.
Oh, stop it!
Are you the sort of person that will walk into a door, like walk into a room, and then realize I haven't walked in the room right, and walk out so you walk in perfect, like OCD?
No,
because it's sounding like it, but no, I don't do that. Well,
so
I
with
do.
All your lovers,
I do. Oh.
Do you just turn over and just ignore them, or do you actually say goodnight properly?
Well, it depends who it is, doesn't it?
Do you if just I'm quite, boot them out?
No, I don't do that. No.
How do you say goodnight, Butch?
Well, I normally say good morning, because that normally goes all night.
That's awkward. That's why I don't have a girlfriend.
But, well. I mean, it's awkward now because I feel like if anything, that should be. It doesn't matter. No, I don't do any of that. I don't do any of that. I just, if I'm, you know, I just say no night and I turn over and I cuddle my teddy bear Arnold and then I go to sleep.
Oh, that's because you have no one to actually properly say goodnight to. I'll text you tonight
no,
and say goodnight.
I don't want that. Let's go!
Trending now
at hits.com.au.
On a dark morning, Christy.
No, it's not dark.
A beam of light shines down from the stratosphere. It's Dean McCarthy bringing the sunshine.
Hello. How are you doing this morning? Gosh, that's the perfect welcome message.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Bodge is a massive fan of Emma Bunton, Baby Spice from the Spice Girls.
Big fan.
And you have the best story to tell him.
I do. She's done the ultimate texting fail. Emma Bunton from the Spice Girls has sent a topless photo to her husband. Okay, you know, whatever. Maybe they had a minute away from each other. Accidentally sent it to her mother instead. The former Spice Girl has revealed the absolute text fail. I think we've all done similar kinds of things. Maybe not that dramatic or that sort of rude. But yeah, there she goes. She's actually confessed that, you know, she really embarrassed herself with her own mother with a ultimate texting fail.
I can honestly say, hand on heart, Dean, that I have never sent a picture of my pain to my mum.
She's seen it before, though.
I don't send photos, but I once was dating this guy named Clint, and my brother's name is Clint, and I sent him a text. Not a photo, but just like words. And I sent it to my brother.
Oh my God.
And it was very uncomfortable for everyone for a long time.
Well,
that's kind of talking all odd things, and hashtag odd ways to end an email is totally trending on Twitter now.
Trending on Twitter today, odd ways to end an email is the hashtag. Go online and check it out. There are so many hilarious ways to end an email. Odd ways to end an email, like, for example, P.S., I'm standing right behind you. Just different funny ways to freak people out when you're sending, especially professional emails. Go check it out. See what the celebrities are writing as well, because it's absolutely hilarious.
It's funny, because I often don't read emails, Christy. So
no, you don't.
No, I don't read them.
You can't be trusted.
No, Facebook Messenger, yes. Text message, maybe. Email, no. Too professional, can't be bothered.
Really? You don't read your emails?
I read yours, and that's it. I read yours.
Yeah, you always read mine.
Yeah, I do.
The only time he ever read an email was when someone actually inserted in the background of the email pictures of Bodge's face.
Yeah, they did that. They sent out to the whole Hit Network to make a point. It went to the whole Hit Network.
Bodge never reads
there
anything.
You go.
10 questions, 30 seconds, and only one letter standing between you and free money. Christy and Bodge's Alpha Bucks.
$210 up for grabs this morning, and Sandy from Warhope. You're feeling lucky.
I am.
All righty. Well, this is the rules.
How lucky? On a scale of 1
very,
to 10.
Very lucky.
Yeah, good.
I love the optimism here. It's
great. That's what we want.
All right. Well, you got 30 seconds on the clock, 10 questions, and all of your answers must start with the same letter. We'll give you that letter shortly. You can pass at any time too, Sandy, and we have to take your first answer.
Okay.
Will make sense?
It sounds good to me.
All right, your letter this morning is E for elephant, and your time starts after this first question. Sandy, name is something found in a shopping centre.
Eggs.
A famous mountain.
Everest.
Something round.
Egg ring.
A positive word.
Hush.
A fictional character.
Elves.
Something to do with books.
Pass.
A comedian.
Pass.
A country.
England.
Something you can stretch.
Elastic.
Wow, Sandy. Gosh, you were good.
Eddie Murphy was the first comedian I thought of.
Oh, good
I
one.
Had the Eddie, but I couldn't get the Murphy.
That's all right.
Fictional character, okay. Elmo.
He's real. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. Believe what you want to believe, Bodge.
He's real.
Oh, good
I got
try,
a photo
though,
with
Sandy.
Him when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you do that Elmo laugh?
No.
Okay.
I can't do it. Hey, look, Sandy, apparently you did hear thunder before.
Yep, and again while I was on hold.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
From Warhope.
From Warhope.
Warhope.
Okay. Lovely. So it's 20 minutes, lightning,
20
thunder,
minutes from the station. Yeah, but
and
no,
it's been rained.
No one's seen lightning yet, Christy. No
Sandy,
one's seen it.
You saw the lightning, didn't
yes.
you?
No,
it's lightning. I've seen two strikes of lightning.
What, today?
Yes, this morning. Oh. While I've been on the phone.
Oh, there you go.
Thank
well, you got
Sandy.
Lucky, Christy.
We're hoping the rains do pour down today.
Yeah, my car needs a wash.
Oh,
also,
it.
Farmers and stuff, obviously. Well, there you go.
Don't be so interested.
Hey, look, no, yep. I'm not. Sandy, you have a great day, and call again any time, okay?
Okay, thank you very
nice
much.
One. I'm not being insensitive. I'm just saying, the car does.
You're being
need a
hopeful
wash.
For yourself.
Hit FM with Christy and Varge.
A fresh way to get up.
13, 12, 16. We're asking, have you had anything taken from you in an instance? Because I saw a little bit of a sad post on Facebook last night on the What's On Warhope page.
Right.
About a little boy that was walking around town with his mum. He got a little bit unwell. And so she's dropped the bike on the corner of the street there, raced him home to get him home, and thought she'll head back, go and grab the bike.
Oh.
Turned back.
I can see what's coming.
Within like 45 minutes, the bike was already gone.
45 minutes?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Oh. Well, I mean, I guess it takes a while to carry someone home, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and then tend to him and make sure that he's okay. But to have someone take that little boy's bike from him that he absolutely adored... Right, second. Like,
I'll be
it's
honest,
just ridiculous.
I'll be honest, I'm not surprised.
But we're in like a friendly neighbourhood here. The whole of the Mid-North Coast is beautiful.
So what? Mate, get real. That's what happens.
Yeah, but the thing was, it wasn't up for grabs.
No,
it didn't
it wasn't.
Say free.
No, I know.
It was just the little boy's bike that was left there, so the mum could actually go and make sure that the little boy was okay.
Very sad. I think it's disgusting, but I'm not surprised.
Well, the silver lining in this is that actually the generosity of the Mid-North Coast actually commented
saying that,
look, I've got a bike that's just sitting there that's in good condition and the kids don't use it anymore. They've outgrown it. You can have it, which is lovely.
The milk of human kindness, they call that. The milk of human kindness.
I'm just disgusted that there's people out there that take it that quickly. I've had it happen to me, actually, when I was living in Brisbane.
Right.
I had a
That's typical Queenslanders, though, isn't it?
Oh, stop it. Don't ruin my story. I had a gazebo and a barbecue in the back of the ute, and it had one of those retractable sides. Michael had put it in there, but he'd forgotten to put the back piece up to actually protect the gear that was in it.
Yep.
So I'm sitting at a set of stoplights, taken off up the hill, and this lady's beeping at me, trying to get me to pull over.
Mm.
I pull over, and it'd been probably about a minute from when I pulled over and realised, oh gosh, the gazebo's gone, and which is about 3 metres in length. It's fallen off down near the hill. I'll go back and get it. Gone. Within a minute. That means that whoever was travelling right behind me, when it's fallen off the back of the tray, they must have had a ute, grabbed it, picked it up, threw it on the ute and took off.
It sounds like it's fallen out the car because you've not packed the car right or closed the thing right.
Yeah, Michael forgot to put the thing
up. So I feel like if something comes flying out at my car, I mean, that's mine now.
Are you serious?
No, but I feel...
if it was in the way of you, all you had to do is pick it up and put it to the side. I came racing back and it was gone.
Those things
are worth like $300.
All right, well, you should have taken more care with it.
But it wasn't me. I didn't do the mistake. Right,
you come as a package deal, you two.
Anyway.
So I'm just saying, like, did you check the side of the road?
I checked everywhere. I even went knocking on doors.
Yeah.
I thought this old man that I'd actually raced up to had actually stolen it from me.
So you went and abused an old person and it turned out that he didn't steal it? So I'm just saying that it's one of those situations that's very sad, Christy, and I understand it. I understand it, pal. I know what you're going through. I've had things stolen. A plumber stole from me.
Mm.
I let him in to do some work because there was, we had a, and this was in South Australia, typical South Australians, and we had a connection that all the units used, so he had to come fix it. I went to brush my teeth, and I was in there just getting ready for work, and then I hear some noises out there, and I'm like, oh, okay.
He's you just were doing in the house.
Thing. I was in the house, and he stole loads of things. Jewellery from my housemates. He took the ring that my mum bought me for my 21st. Which I didn't like it anyway, but, you know. He took two laptops. He took my Xbox. He took lots of things. He was just doing laps to the car.
I know. This
couldn't prove it
there,
either. I've never been able to play Super Mario Brothers since. I don't trust plumbers at all. Not one jot.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
I don't want you to get nervous, but I do need you to know that I've found some things. Some things while you're away.
I feel like you're going to initiate me somehow.
I'm not going to initiate you anyway.
Should I be
pal.
Frightened?
You should be very frightened. See, I was having lunch with a friend and she told me, oh, you know your friend Sam? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, oh, she was in a film clip about 10 years ago. And I was like,
I remember the film clip vividly.
I was like, are you serious? A film clip?
Yeah.
And I've got some of the footage, obviously. I just thought, you know.
Where both Sam and I had to dress up like a...
No. Sam was actually very respectably dressed.
Hey,
this is Christy in her underwear.
Back in my modelling days.
Hey, I mean, I wouldn't call it modelling.
It
just looked
Gold Coast
really...
Babe,
look at that. Oh, my God, Christy. Just the slow-mo of you getting out the pool.
Give me bikinis.
Now...
I used to have a rig, you know.
You did. Although, you know, obviously with age, everything's...
Not really, though. You complimented me the other day and said, you have a six-pack. And I'm like, where are you seeing that? Because it's a bit of flab over that six-pack when you saw me in my bikini swimming.
Yeah, I don't recall that. Look, I forgot the name of that film clip because I thought it was an average song.
Oh, I can't even remember either.
Doesn't matter.
Too long
it was
ago.
Some hip-hop song. Anyway, I found more stuff, would you believe? Because I was like, how do I find this film clip again? I need to use it. You were away on holidays. I thought, I need to get this because it's the perfect blackmail. So I type in your full name into Google.
Don't reveal it right now because then people are going to be doing it. But if you do actually put in my full name, well, porn stars
I do have...
I'm not the porn star.
I have got a folder which I've been leaving here on the screen all morning and for the last week.
Hang on. Now that's a little bit awkward. You've been saving photos of me in my lingerie.
Yes. Hells yes. Yeah, I have.
Bodge, you know, if the boss finds that, he's going to think something's going on.
I already told him about it. He thought this was great. So I've labelled the folder very subtly Christy Blackmail Fun. So I've clicked on this here.
You can do what you want.
And
it doesn't bother me.
I just want to... Look at the little pictures of you there. I'm doing your little...
What's wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong with it. Actually, if I had to pick a reason... Jeepers. What happened?
Are you embarrassed? No, because I'm not embarrassed.
I'm a little embarrassed now because they're quite...
Because you're staring at my butt.
Well, I mean, it's there. I'm just saying, like, you know, I didn't expect to see that when I Googled you.
I was 22, so 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was hot.
What happened?
When you got something, you're going to flaunt it.
Yeah.
And don't expect me to flaunt it now. So you thinking that you're going to get famous by putting me on the corner and selling me off. Is that what you're saying?
I never said anything like that, no. However, that's not a bad, you know, if you want to do that.
No, I'm taken.
No? Okay, well.
Pretty much happily married.
But, he hasn't put a ring on it, has he? So...
Maybe I need to re-show him those photos and say that's what
maybe,
I can look like.
Maybe. Well, no. Michael's not like that. In all seriousness, this was a bit of fun and it was very, very surprising. I was expecting to have a little bit of a laugh because someone I knew was in the film clip.
Mm.
And then I see you and I go, geez, that looks like Christy, except she doesn't know how to do her makeup. She's got all this, you know, the nude lipstick.
Mm.
Why were you into that? It looks terrible.
That was on trend at the time.
It looks god-awful. It was trashy.
Things do full cycle, so you're going to be expecting to see that soon,
yeah,
too.
Well,
so what were you hoping to achieve out of this? Were you trying to embarrass me?
No, I was just, I thought, you know.
That I did something in my past that I'm regretful of? No, because I'm not.
No, don't get cranky with me. I just thought, you know, sex sells. I don't want to use that to get famous, but if I can ride on your coattails for change, maybe... It's really awkward now. Really awkward. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back in just a sec and, I hope we are. I'm getting the death stare at the moment, the serious one, so...
I'm not modelling for you.
No, are you upset?
No.
You sure?
I just think it's more embarrassing for you. You ended up feeling a little bit blushed more than I did.
Yeah. I mean...
Stop looking at my ass.
Hit FM with Christy and Vodge.
A fresh way to get up.
Are you grumpy with me still or what?
No, I just think it's hilarious that you've probably shared those photos with the majority of the office and it's a little bit disturbing that you shared it with the boss.
No. I didn't share them with the boss. I said to him, I was like, look, this information has come to my attention. I had no idea that we employed a randy sex deviant in the role of breakfast co-host. And he said,
hang on, what about Elle Macpherson and that?
What about
they're like him? Most famous for flaunting the long legs.
Sorry,
all the models
Chief.
Out there. The ex High Five star, can't even think of a name. She
Charlie.
Went on a, Playboy.
Yeah, all right.
Photo shoot. And what, I couldn't have had a pass
this
like that?
This is a family show, okay? We don't want, you know, sordid, erotic pictures floating around.
They're not that,
that being said,
disgusting.
That being said, I will be sharing those on our social media.
So you're
going
to use
like
my body?
Well, to sell the show.
Famous.
Well, to sell the show. Yes, yes. That's marketing, unfortunately.
As long as you just don't make me do the whole Baywatch run across the beach.
No.
Then I'm fine with it.
No, can't do that. You're too old. do you know what this makes?
How old do you think I look?
Do you know what this makes up for? This makes up for all the size jokes that I cop all year round. The hairy chest, everything. This is all I wanted to do. But you did look good in those photos 10 years ago.
I still look good now.
You still do look good for your age.
Thank you.
For your age.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
I'm going to take my hat off. Take my hat off now. Take the Bodge hat off, and I'm going to tell you about something that my sister put up on her Facebook page yesterday. So my niece, my 9-year-old niece, Kyrie, she's been getting bullied at school.
Mm.
She goes to a Christian school, and bullying happens everywhere, obviously, because kids, they don't always understand. And It's attached to an actual church that they go to as well. And more often than not, they're quite good, from what I understand. But she's getting to an age where her relationship with her mum, who's my sister, is going to be developing quite quickly. And it'll be based on how well they communicate. And
deal with the
yeah,
bullying.
But my sister Hannah didn't know about the bullying. And they were at church and they were in the vicinity of this girl that's been bullying Kyrie, and she started acting out, and she might have been holding her mum's hand and just like sort of hitting her and pushing her and stuff like that, and just acting it really different. And my sister, who's a great mum, she didn't understand what was going on. She thought she was just acting out, misbehaving. So she's getting quite frustrated with her, and they've had it out a little bit, and in the end, Kyrie's burst into tears. And told her what's been going on, but it got to that boil over point, which it does for a lot of kids. And so my sister posted this: rough day yesterday, but determined for today to be better. As a parent, I don't always get it right, but I try. Sometimes we need to remember that little people have big emotions and don't always express how they're feeling in a way that makes sense. One of my babies is going through some big stuff, and it required me apologizing to her and listening to her cry about how hard she's finding school. Girls can be mean and make you feel isolated, and it's terrible. I'm counting down the days until holidays so that I can spend every day filling up her life with love. And that's very much my sister. Now,
questioning the parents.
She questioned her own mothering skills. Mm. And for me, as her older brother, I have seen it. She's raising four kids. One of those children isn't hers. It's her nephew. So I won't go into all the details, but my youngest sister is not caring for him at the moment, and there was a lot of hard work involved in her not adopting him, but as close to adopting as you can, because the father of this child is Indigenous, and there's a lot of you can't adopt, something to do with the Stolen Generation. I'm sorry, I don't know all the details on that, but I do know that my sister wanted little Joey to stay in the family, and so did my youngest sister. They didn't want him shipped out anywhere else. So she's doing a good job of making sure that he gets everything he needs from his Indigenous background, and that she's keeping up to date with everything she needs to, as well as looking after her other children as well. So they are all her children. She looks after four of them. She's 29, and so she had Josh and Kyria, and then she had Bliss later on. So to have this happen, and to have my sister, who has done a lot for me, when I was out of home, she would bring me sandwiches to where I was, or she'd pass them over the back fence. She looked after me when I was doing it real tough. Mm. So for her to question her ability to be a mother, it made me really sad, because if anyone, she supports other mums, particularly in the congregation that she goes to. She supports a lot of them. She gets a little bit of support back, from what I know, but
we're our worst critics, though, Botch.
Yeah.
But in those kids' eyes, she is their perfect mum.
And this is true.
She shouldn't be questioning it. One thing to take away from that is that she had to apologise to your niece.
Mm.
And that's a sad reality, that she has to apologise on behalf of those students that are in turn bullying her. But the flood of beautiful messages supporting Hannah, your sister.
This is true.
It's amazing on Facebook. So if you want to read the post, you need to hit me North Coast Facebook page.
The other thing is that it was, I think she's making steps to ensure that their communication as Kyrie grows up is an open and honest one. And that's just another reason that she's a good mum. So, she works really hard. I just wish she could see herself the way her big brother does, because there can't be too many big brothers who look up to their little sister the way I do. So
That's beautiful, Botch.
I'm going on an ad break.
Two co-hosts, one set of sound-cancelling headphones, and one nervous caller. Time to play.
What did I say?
What did I say?
Right, Christy. We got someone online. Hello, who we got there? Is it Nathan?
Nathan, mate, how are you?
Nathan, we got a few sayings here. Well, not sayings, they're just things I've written down.
Just phrases.
Yeah, and Christy has got the sound-cancelling headphones, which she's about to put on.
Okay, Nathan, I won't be able to hear you.
Just cheer her on, or poke fun at her, whatever. And if she gets one of these right, you walk away with a little prize, okay? So here we go. This one's quite easy. please firmly spank my voluptuous cheeks.
Please firmly spank my hiney.
Oh, it's so close, Nathan. I nearly want to pay it, but I cannot pay it. Unfortunately, that's incorrect, Christy. This one's a little bit longer, but I feel like that this one's quite good.
You want me to fail, don't you?
I want you to fail. My name is Christy Lee, and if you Google me, you'll see embarrassing lingerie shots from 10 years ago.
I'm getting cranky because I know exactly what you're saying, just given what happened before. My name is Christy Lee, and if you want to Google me, you'll find me in lingerie.
Oh, Nathan.
You've got to pay that.
I don't have to pay anything, all right? Christy, you get it right, you get it right, you got it wrong. You got it close, though.
So. Short ones.
All right, here we go. Painters, painting, paintings.
Paintings, paintings, penis?
Jeepers. Jeepers.
Well, kind of there's a theme going on here.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, look, I didn't say anything about pain. This is, you know, this is the school drop-off time, pal. Nathan, have you got kids?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, okay. They don't want to hear that sort of filth. That's disgusting.
PG, Christy.
Oh, I know, yeah, PG. That's what we want to keep it, okay? Here's the last one, okay? Nathan has won a CD.
I'm thinking your lips were saying, Nathan has won a CD.
Did you get that? You actually hear it? Did you release the soundproofing bit, or did you actually read it right?
I've got like a blocked ear at
the
moment.
Thank God you got that one right. There we go.
All right. Go, Christy.
You could have gotten a lot more... that. Yeah, you did get it right. Yeah.
Oh, well, you Nathan, you actually do get a CD. It's the Jessica Mauer Boys' new album, Hilda. It's available out now to stream or download.
There we go.
Love it. Right. Thanks, guys.
Sorry to...
Did you want me to spank your hiney? Is that what you asked for?
No. It was please firmly spank my voluptuous cheeks.
Oh, that's close enough.
So, I mean, did the best I could. I thought that was PG enough. Is that PG?
I don't know.
PG. Painters Painting Paintings was the other one, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. But if you Google Christy Lee...
They won't be able to spell it. That's great.
FM with Christy and Vaj.
A fresh way to get up.
Do you remember LOL, the official music video by Tom J. Williams?
No.
Out 9 years ago, some little deadbeat from Adelaide appeared in the background.
No.
So you thought you had dirt on me from 10 years ago when I was back in my modelling days and decided to have a cameo appearance in a music video. I had some juicy gossip from our traffic reporter, Alex Strawn, that liked to reveal the fact that you, Jason Bodger, did exactly the same thing as I did.
What are you talking
about? In a music video.
Do you want to
go on YouTube and Google Tom J. Williams, LOL, at about the 3:20 mark. Little Bodger, the skinny version of Bodge.
Don't know who you're talking
going
about.
Going hard at the nightclub dancing in the background to this teeny bopper song.
I think Alex Strawn's about to get the sack. Mm. He's done quite well. A couple of years as our traffic reporter. I think it's probably time to move on to another one. Another little traffic person.
So why'd you appear in the film clip?
Don't know what you're talking about, pal.
Were you trying to shoot to fame as well?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Did it help you getting here today?
Wasn't in it. I've never even heard of it. It could be fake for all I know. But if I was in it, okay.
Yeah.
If I was, for argument's sake, it would have been a case of I thought that it was going to further a career. I'm not saying it was a thing. I'm just saying if it was me in that film clip, and it wasn't.
Do you think it helped the cause?
It wouldn't have. No, I don't think it would have done. No, because all they did is keep asking for money and never got paid for that. But that'd be, in my mind, if I had to try and put a story to that, it would be something along those lines. I think it'd be just a case of a young bloke getting taken advantage of by, you know, just an Adelaide modelling / acting agency, as they do.
Your days are dusted from your modelling days, because at least I was the star performer in my film clip. You were just a nothing in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, wouldn't expect... I forgot about that, to be honest. So if you missed it, after 7:30 this morning,
I found some stuff a couple of weeks ago, just before you got back from holidays, of Christy in a film clip where she was wearing very little, which is why I've been making jokes about it all morning.
You're embarrassed yourself because you can't stop looking at it.
I forgot all about that film clip.
You creep.
What a disgusting piece in my history. But you can't even really see me. I'm blurred out in the background.
I know, but you've got this, like, crazy jump about you.
Yeah.
You can just see the little face, a much smaller face.
Yeah, I was much thinner back then. I'm surprised you were able to pick me. How'd you find out about that? How does Alex know about that?
Don't know.
How did he know where I was if I was blurred out? Because I didn't tell him.
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
He knows everything, that man.
What a piece of work. Oh, this is really awkward now, pal. I don't know what to...
Must have been the thing 10 years ago, all starring in film clips.
Yeah.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM.